Well, thanks for inviting me.
So as a marketing executive, I'm curious, what do you think about some of our business leaders that we now have running for president on the Republican side of things? You've got Donald Trump as one, Carly Fiorina as another, two at the top of the list here.
I think it's really interesting. You know, as business leaders, we often get to the top without having to be voted on. The employees aren't voting for who they want to be CEO. So people get to the top of their organizations really through many different methods. They're only going to be president if they get voted in by the electorate. And I think that's a very different set of skills. And it's a very different approach. And look, they may make great presidents when they get there. I think the real question for many of them is, can they get elected? And can they even get past the primary?
You know, the one thing, too, that politicians have to do that CEOs are typically not used to doing, and that's, you know, to use the term, sucking up to the electorate. They've got to go out there. They've got a glad hand. They've got to be one of the guys or one of the gals. And CEOs typically have people doing everything for them. They're the leader, and they don't have to suck up to anybody except maybe their shareholders.
Well, they have to suck up to their shareholders and the board. But, you know, they're allowed to say the wrong thing. And nobody's necessarily going to haul them over the coals or beat them senseless if they do that. Because, you know, they do 9/10 of the things or 99% of the things well. And, you know, in the business context, we put everything in context. In electorate, as we know from Ron, that you say one thing out of context, and maybe not even out of context, and you never live it down. I think that's going to be a really interesting experience for them, because people aren't just going to say yes and no to them. They're going to really argue back.
One thing they have in common, CEOs, with politicians, are big egos. And I think you need a big ego to be a CEO of a big company, and you certainly need a big ego to run for any type of office.
Yeah, and ego is an interesting thing, because it's not necessarily a negative thing, because there's a level of confidence as a leader in any form you have to have, because often what you have to do is to get out in front of things. And so you've got to have some belief in yourself and your abilities, which may be ego. Otherwise, you're just going to be trampled on. But, you know, the business leaders also have other sets of skills that I think the politicians, and particularly at the moment, are missing in. You know, in business, as you work your way up to being CEO, as you go up the ladder, you often have to work with people you don't like, you don't trust, but you're still going to do deals with them, and you're still going to do business with them. And it's starting to look like our politicians are less able to do deals and do things with people who don't agree with them. And as a business leader, you have to do that all the time.
Yeah, it's why I'm a big fan, at least in this presidential race, for some form of executive leadership. Now, to me, I'm not ruling out governors, because I think governors have to do a lot of what CEOs do. But I'm going to be very, very skeptical of the senators in the race, because we've seen what happened last time we had a senator in the race. And so now, you look, I'm also looking towards business folks. Now, when you talk about a guy like Ben Carson, do you think he really is a business guy, or is he a doctor? Because typically, doctors, to me, have not been the best business people in the world.
Well, I think lots of doctors are very good business people, and they often have very complicated practices, and they're often used to managing teams of people who don't always think the same way and don't always have the same objectives. But whether, you know, he has the ability to run a complex, multi-stage, multi-person project. The way, if you think about it, that Romney did with the Olympics, you know, think about the complexity of that and the diverse opinions and requirements and managing to bring that off. And I think that's what some of these CEOs, now I don't know Trump necessarily is used to people arguing with him, you know, recent press, you know, stuff maybe says he isn't, but amongst all of them, that sort of diverse environment really becomes very important. I think another thing, by the way, that they share that's going to become increasingly important is, as the millennials get more and more power, they saw a senator last time not necessarily deliver on what he said he was going to. So it's going to be really interesting whether they're going to be as seduced by the messages they were last time, or whether they're going to look for a bit more integrity and transparency, which may become the mark of the person who can really break through here.
Yeah. All right, we're talking with Nigel Dessau. He is the author of Become a 21st Century Executive, Breaking Away from the Pack. Truthfully, that's exactly what we need in the Oval Office, because I would like to see our chief executive, that being the president, run this country like a business. We haven't seen that yet, really, have we? Not recently,
no,
anyway.
Not really. Now, I think you do get good business people, and often a smart president will surround himself with good business people, or maybe one day surround herself with good business people and with people who know to execute. But the question is, can they lead and bring with them people who don't necessarily agree with them? Because that's the only way we're going to fix the problems. All going off into our corners and sulking when we don't get our way, it's not a way we're really going to fix any problems in the country.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you talked about egos and working with people. Donald Trump, the one thing about Donald Trump, he actually wears his ego on his sleeve. He makes no bones about it. I think a lot of the other candidates try to be humble instead of just being who they are, and they try to not think. But look, if you're running for president, you better believe you have an ego. But I heard Donald Trump in an interview talking about how he's had to work with people in different countries. He talked about Russia and what you need in order to negotiate with Russians in business, which is why he thought he'd be able to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Do you put any stock in what Donald Trump is saying right now?
I do, but I do for an interesting way, because what he's delivering is a level of transparency which is not typical of political leaders. And you might not like him, you might not trust him, but at least, as you say, he's putting it out there. And I think more and more in this 24-hour social media, always-on world we live in, that transparency is not going to be able to something people are going to avoid. And I think the faster leaders learn to put it out there, wear it on their sleeve, be clear, stand up for what they stand up, articulate, do it with integrity and transparency, the more trusting, I think, as we go forward, people are going to be of what they say.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Hey, Nigel Dessau, the book is Become a 21st Century Executive, Breaking Away from the Pack. I appreciate you coming on the show and talk a little presidential politics with us.
My pleasure. Great fun.